Day 4. Got it wrong again. Peter. Let's read this scripture. Matthew 16, 17 and 18. Jesus replied, "Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for this was not revealed to you by man, but by my Father in heaven. And I tell you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not overcome it." What a relief it is to realize that you do not have to be perfect to birth your dreams. We would accept Peter to stand up and be distinctively different like Deborah. Yet here he hides and denies any association with Jesus. Here is Peter, one of the greatest men of the Bible, called to follow Jesus and to build the church. Yet he buckles under fear when challenged by those who hate Jesus. How wonderful it is to know that God is able to handle our repeated mistakes and help us overcome them and still birth our dreams. I like Peter. He is passionate and expressive, but often gets it wrong. I also like Peter because he does not give up. He learns from his mistakes and becomes a fine leader. Peter has an amazing revelation of Christ, immediately followed by an ungodly emotional reaction. One moment he is speaking with divine revelation, and the next he is responding in anger and then fear. We need to learn that, as with Peter, our mistakes do not disqualify us from our eventual accomplishment. Success can build character, but failure often reveals it. So do not fear making mistakes, but realize that true failure isn't just learning from them. Allow God to teach you his way of success and learn on the job. In fact, most people who eventually leave a significant legacy have had their catalogue of failures on the way. Nearly every successful invention we know today had its financial challenges or disasters in its early days. Thomas Edison held over 1,093 patents for different inventions. Many of them, such as a light bulb and the motion picture camera, were brilliant creations that now have a huge influence on our everyday life. However, not everything he created was an immediate success. Some things initially failed. He formed the Edison Portland Cement Company in 1899 and made everything from houses and even pianos in cement. Unfortunately, at the time, concrete was so expensive and the idea was never expected. It was considered his huge failure. Time has changed this failure into success. A Chinese proverb says this: "True failure is not falling down, but falling down and then refusing to get up." Like Peter, we must learn to look at our failures as stepping stones on the way to fulfilling God's plan in our lives. Remember, now is a time to arise and dream again. Consider setbacks with a fresh perspective and see times of disappointment as springboards into the next season. I remember when I failed one exam, which was a final requirement for medical school. I felt so devastated and utterly convinced I was a failure. Depression began to grip me until a friend spoke some truth to me. "Rachel," he said, "you may have failed, but that doesn't make you a failure." So take a moment to read the poem, "Get Up and Win the Race Again," and decide, whatever the hindrances, you will arise and run your race. So come, let us pray. Father, help me look at the different seasons of disappointment with new eyes. So often I see failure and then consider myself a failure. Instead, help me understand the lessons to be learnt and the changes to be made. Teach me to see your hand training me in the midst of trials. Thank you for your patience with me. Thank you that even in my mistakes, you can show me my future and help me win my race. Help me rise up and take my place again. Thank you, God. Amen.